Kurdish
Ruby
Tove.
on the Kurdish Tove to you too.
We'll be starting in about 1 minute.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute my phone.
Okay. Kurdish Tov, as we normally start our connections to the new month, we read the Zohar rather than the Anabakoth first, and we'll be doing the meditation later in the evening using the Anabakoth. So I'm reading from the Zohar, from the Parasha of Noach, from the verse number 135 from section 17. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh adeinu kananeh aleinu maaseh adeinu kananehu. Kevan damar mevio et amavu. Vayedanai te'ihu mayim. Ela et habaul Priaska Malach Amavet Dea Algal de Maya Avil be Alma
I'm getting some static, so I'm going to move to something else.
If you want to ask a question as I speak during the class, please just press star 6 and you will be heard. I'm reading verse 135 in the English at this point. He asks, if it has been already stated, we'll bring the flood, do we not understand that he refers to water? If so, why is it then necessary to mention a flood of waters? And he answers, the word flood implies the presence of the angel of death, even though it was only water. The angel of destruction went in the world to destroy it with these waters. My commentary on the verse, and the reason I chose the Zohar verse to speak about for tonight on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. The month of Cheshvan is a month that the flood started. And this verse is explaining to us that the flood was waters. This verse is explaining that the waters were more than just the waters. And the Midrash explains that they were boiling waters. They were waters from the skies. They were waters from the springs, from the oceans. So overall, the waters were more than just water. But the angel of destruction, the angel of death, was given permission to destroy. Was there nobody righteous? Well, there was Noah and his sons. Was there nobody who had good deeds? The Midrash doesn't answer that question. It just says that the angel of death was given permission to destroy. And that's why it's time that we, utilizing the verses that connect to the energy of this year, remove the angel of death, and we'll discuss that later in the class. But this is the month of the flood. This is the month of Cheshvan. And Cheshvan is an interesting month. Cheshvan is the month of calculating, figuring, reckoning. That's the meaning in the ancient Aramaic. The meaning of Cheshvan was to reckon, to figure. As you enter into winter, as you enter into the shorter days, it's time to configure. It's time for you to figure, for you to determine for yourself what will happen to your year. How will your year unfold? What will you do additionally? What additional good deeds will you do? What mitzvot? What attitude will you have? Because the month of Cheshvan is a very powerful month. And yet the month of Cheshvan is called Mar Cheshvan, bitter Cheshvan. But the Hebrew word mar, which translates as bitter, can be permutated, reversed, so it becomes wrong Cheshvan, elevated Cheshvan. That's the calculation, that's the reckoning that you need to do. Will the month be bitter for you? Because your vessel does not have the capacity to handle the flood of waters. Or will it be elevated? Because your vessel has that capacity. And therefore, the revelation of light that takes place during Cheshvan, as the darkness comes, as the days shorten, the light is revealed. And as that takes place, will you balance it because your vessel is capable of handling it? What is the meaning of why I said that Cheshvan is a powerful month? If you look at the spelling of the word Akrav, Scorpio, the scorpion, the animal, if you look at its spelling, it is spelled Ayin, Kuf, Resh, Bet. Three 372 is the gematria, and that's Shin Ayin Bet. The Shin represents balance. It represents fire. It represents passion. That's what the car, Kuf and Resh of the word Athrav. Kuf and Resh means cold. How can the cold be hot? How can we transform the cold of Kar into the Shin of passion? When we remove the cold, the Kar, Kuf and Resh, when we transform it to passion, we bring together the Ayin and the Beth, the house of vision. We bring together the 72 names, Ayin Bet, Pesach Gematria 72. We bring together the 72 names of God. We bring together the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. We bring together the level of Chachma, the level of wisdom for the Tetragrammaton. This is the energy, the essence of the month of Cheshvan, of the month of Scorpio. But don't let that fool you. Yes, it's very powerful. Yes, all of this wisdom and wonderful positive energy is available. But you have to work to reveal it. Because the Scorpio has that coldness. It has that chill. The Scorpio will be eat its own children when it goes into crisis. And it goes into crisis a lot. What is it? What do I mean that it goes into crisis? The essence of the month of Scorpio is water, flood, emotions. Emotions are uncontrollable for most people. They're not uncontrollable. You can control your emotions, but that takes binding by striking. It takes you using the tools of Kabbalah. It requires you to choose to balance yourself. When you don't, the Scorpio goes into crisis. And God forbid, you can become self-destructive. You can eat your own children. What if you were talking about somebody who doesn't have children? Everyone has children. They may not have physical children, but they have emotions, and that's considered children. They have students, they have people that they've taught. They may have taught by example. They may not have realized that they taught. But whatever that teaching was, is your child. And you'll destroy your own child if you don't balance yourself. And the energy of the month of Scorpio is that flood, is that emotion, is that fear of everything. What is the nature of the Scorpio? The nature of the Scorpio is to control everything around it. Astrologically, the sun sign, typical sun sign of Scorpio, or a moon sign of Scorpio, is going to give gifts. It's going to be a very sharing person. Why? Because if you give a gift, the person is beholden to you. You can motivate them. You can ask them. You can control them. This is the mentality and the consciousness of the Scorpio. This is the energy of the flood. This is what you have to guard yourself from doing, because we all will experience this type of emotional energy during the month of Cheshvan. And by experiencing this energy, we have to learn to let it flow. Flow over us, flow through us, flow under us, and not take us out of balance. It's not an easy path. It's not an easy outcome. Tonight's technique, like every Rosh Chodesh, where we will make our connection with the letters of the month, we will discuss it in a second, later in the class. As we make those connections to the Tetragrammaton, the permutation that applies to the month of Cheshvan, and we take control during the Rosh Chodesh event. This Rosh Chodesh is 2 days long. What does that mean? Hashem, in his mercy, has given us 2 days. the mechanics of the moon, when it becomes new, happens before sunset tomorrow. Therefore, we do not have a full 24 hours of energy. And because of that, in Hashem's mercy, he allows us and tells us to have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. It started tonight at sundown and will last until Shabbat leaves us Saturday night. 2 days, including the Shabbat, which is an elevated Ram support for the month of Cheshvan. It helps us take control of this energy of the blood and bring it into balance. It helps us take control of this energy of emotion, of passion, of creativity in many respects as well. The sense that activates, that is very much part of the month of Cheshvan, is the word Reach. Reach, Rechoach, sweet savor, a sweet smell. The word Reach means a smell, and it's the least used and the least understood sense. The word Reach is cognate to our middle-level soul, Ruach. Sounds similar. It is said that the Mashiach will utilize the sense of smell to know the Shoresh of each person's soul. Which tribe does a certain person come from? I don't live anywhere except by car, as most of you know. But I'm staying in Salt Lake City, the home of the Latter-day Saint religion. They spend a lot of time attempting to develop which tribe do you come from as part of the Jewish world. We know which tribe we come from. There's 10 lost tribes, and there's 2 to 3 tribes that are available, that we are aware of. Which one you are is very clear. If you're Jewish, you're from the tribe of Yehuda. But what if you converted in? If you're Jewish, you're from the tribe of Yehuda. Why is that? You had a soul from the children of Israel, and then you converted in. Yes, and you received an additional soul as you went through the mikvah, and that additional soul was from the tribe of Yehuda. This knowledge can be discerned. Which tribe someone belongs to can be known from the sense of smell. Most of us don't have that ability, but that doesn't mean we can't work on developing that. And during Cheshvan, that sense of smell takes the forefront. Now, there is a discussion as to which tribe connects to which moon. And we learn that there's an older version of which tribe develops with which month and a newer version. The newer version is the tribe of God. The older version is the tribe of Naphtali. Naphtali comes from the idea of wrestling with God. This is the essence of being an Israeli. This is the idea of how you go from the tribe of Yehuda, from being Jewish to being an Israeli. No, I'm not speaking about living in the land of the modern state of Israel. I'm speaking about you having opened the door to the spiritual worlds and the spiritual walk. That is the meaning of Yehuda. You now begin to wrestle with the Creator, which Jacob wrestled with the angel of death, according to the Midrash, and defeated the angel of death, just as we will defeat the angel of death this year. And what will happen to these Israelis? The wrestling with God. The questioning of God is the meaning of wrestling with God. The word is Israel has many different understandings and deep connections. But its central essence is wrestling. Just as Naphtali, the tribe of Naphtali, comes from that same idea of wrestling with the Creator. Of the 12 tribes, only Rachel named only one tribe, Naphtali. Yes, she wanted to name Joseph, but Jacob named Joseph. She wanted to name Benjamin, but Jacob changed his name. Naphtali was named by our mother Rachel. And most of the people think that the wrestling and why she named, and the Torah attests why she named Naphtali, Naphtali. I think she was struggling, wrestling with her sister Leah regarding the children and the number of children, because both of these women, along with Jacob, were prophets, were on the level of consciousness of receiving information about the future. And part of that information they received is there will be 12 sons born to Jacob. And there was supposed to be 6 born to each. But Rachel didn't receive her share, but she was mother to all of the tribes. And in this naming of Naphtali, people thought and think that she was struggling with her sister Leah. But she was actually struggling with Hashem to receive her children, her share of the children. The Torah says Jacob loved Rachel, loved having to do with the emotion of passion, loved Rachel having to do with the month of Cheshvan, the month of Rachel. She died on the 11th day of Cheshvan. What is the 11th day? 11 components to the incense that we use to bring us closer to Hashem by studying in our generation, by burning the incense in the generations of the temple. Torah says Jacob loved Rachel, yet it never says that Rachel loved Jacob. Did Rachel love Jacob? Does it matter? Well, in our generation, you don't get married unless you love the other person, or at least think you love the other person. But emotions are fleeting things. And this is the energy of Cheshvan, emotions, fleetingness, as we will come to understand in a minute more deeply. Rachel is never, the Torah never says Rachel loved Jacob. Rachel loved children. Both she and Leah felt alive when they bore children, when they were raising their family. They don't feel like a modern feminist. They feel like mothers. But what is the essence of feeling? This is the month of Cheshvan. You're going to be inundated with feelings. What will you do with these feelings? Will they change from minute to minute, hour to hour? How will you cope? Will you say words that express the feelings of the moment and be stuck with that statement for the month, for the year, for the lifetime? Learning about our personal emotions is part of the tikkun and the correction of the Scorpio. Learning to control the emotions and learning to understand how the emotions are the gasoline, are the powers to motivate change. Rachel loved children. Jacob needs his love of Rachel to be alive. Rachel and Leah need their love of children to feel alive. If it is this love of Rachel that is the cause of her death, as well as the energy of Lashon Hara was expressed by Jacob when Laban, her father, came and said, someone took my idol. Someone took my tool of prophecy. Someone took my connection to the black arts, to the negative system. And Jacob's statement was, no one did that here. Jacob's statement was, if someone, whoever took it, should die. And that is why Rachel died in childbirth. Lashon Hara. We have to realize this. This is the energy that can come to us, God forbid, during this month. We need to utilize these protection tools. The totem. Each tribe had a totem. The tribe of Naphtali has the totem of the Ayala, the gazelle. And the gazelle is a very interesting animal, and we can learn a lot from the gazelle, of being alacrity, being quick, being running to do a mitzvah. This is the essence of what the Talmud tells us we can learn from the gazelle. But the gazelle has a strong connection to spirituality, as well as being extremely agile. Because the gazelle moves quickly and in balance, the Perek Shirah tells us that the gazelle can never be caught once it is at full speed. The land of Israel in olden days, in the days of the temple and the first temple, was called Eretz Ayala, the land of the gazelle, indicating that moving quickly and in balance is a way of describing a strong spiritual connection to saying the old Holy Land, the Eretz Ayala. Move quickly, but move in balance. This is the protection shield during the month of Cheshvan. The tribal stone is the Shavu, the Agat, The agatstone helps one walk in balance. The gazelle walks in balance over uneven mountainous territory. The agatstone helps people maintain their balance through many difficult life situations. The Hebrew sadhu can also be translated as his seat. This implies that Hashem carries us through the difficult times in life, like the month of Chetan, which energy can be a flood and be overwhelming. And we need the help of Hashem. We have to learn to cry that help. We have to learn how to say it. The tribal herb is the karkom, one of the 11 components of the ketoreth. The karkom is believed to have the energy of unification of opposites. Now, this is a very interesting concept and context to learn. Incense by the saffron. In the incense, the saffron brings components together that will not mix together without the saffron. Learn this well. We need people to bring groups together that are on opposites. I was having a discussion with someone earlier this week, a simple discussion. What is the opposite of love? The opposite of love is hate. Okay. Where is hate on the circle of life? Next to love. Well, if hate is next to love, how can it be opposite? And we came to the discussion and to realize what the Talmud teaches us, that it's apathy that is the opposite of love. And I can attest that from my own personal life, that I had a tikkun with a woman that brought the children of our children into this world. And after a number of years, we got divorced because our tikkun was over. How did we know it was time to divorce? Through apathy. We no longer cared enough about each other even to argue. This is part of the learning. I have fun with people as they start to learn Kabbalah. It's not really fun. It's tragic. But people are taught, you're married to somebody and you're having some marital difficulties. Are you fighting? Are you arguing? Are you pushing each other's buttons? Don't get divorced. Why not? Because next lifetime you have to come back and marry that same person. Complete your tikkun and then get divorced. How do you know when your tikkun is over? When the apathy sets in. When you respect the other person, when you're friends, but not truly passionate and in love. We've discussed the Scorpio. We've discussed the coldness that you have to tear out of yourself during the month of Scorpio, during the month of Cheshvan. Remove this coldness. Change the Kuf and the Resh into the Shin, into the passion. Heat it up so that you can connect and gain the power to utilize the 72 names of wisdom of God from the Tzaddikim. The tribal direction, it's Saffron, north. North, Tzafon comes from the root meaning to be hidden, to be concealed, to be a mystery. North represents judgment. And that is the name, the letters of the month. We have the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adin, the planet Mars. And we have the Nun that created the constellation Scorpio. Together, Dalet and Nun represents the word Din, the word judgment. The old name for the Sephirah of Gevurah, it was earlier in earlier generations, referred to as Din, judgment. We have courts of judgment, Bet Din, houses of judgment is the term Bet Din. That's what we call our courts. Understanding the context and the concept of judgment, that's what the flood is all about. Judgment, but the flood is water. Water is chesed. What is the difference between chesed, loving kindness, and judgment? They're both related to discernment. You don't love everyone. Oh, excuse me. By the end of Scorpio, you may learn to love everyone. Why? Because that's the passion. That's the power of emotions. The changes that take place. Who am I to love? The person who hates me. We're teaching in our class, you are who you hate. The whole idea that a spark of your soul is captured by the person who hates you. That person who's right next to you on the circle of life. That person who's not apathetic towards you. Learn to love everyone. That's the discernment. That's the judgment of Din. Use the passion. Use the emotions as they're meant to be used to power you in your spiritual growth and to power you in your connection to the Creator. The word Cheshvan in modern connection is really very interesting. It connects to the Shoresh, Chet Shin Shin. The first two letters of Cheshvan is Chet Shin. The second Shin of that Shoresh comes from the car of the Scorpio, as we've been talking about. But this connection, this shorish, chet shin shin, has the meaning of anxiety, fear, worry, the negative emotions, that this is what you will come across that will accost you in your daily life during Cheshvan. Cheshvan has no holidays except for the Hilulah of Rachel Imenu, Rachel our mother. What happened on that 11th day of Cheshvan? Rachel died in childbirth, which means that Benjamin was born. But way back, approximately 1,500 years earlier, on the 11th of Cheshvan, on a person that is little talked about but well known, Methuselah. Methuselah, the son of Hanoch ben Yared, that young boy, that young man of 365 years who walked with God, who had the son Methuselah at the age of 65. And Methuselah, the longest living human being, 969 years. He died on the 11th of Cheshvan. He was a Tzaddik. How do we know he was a Tzaddik? Because he lived the longest of any human being. Methuselah, the righteous, died on the 11th of Cheshvan. And so there was a Shiva. There was a period of Shiva. That period of Shiva is part of the mourning process. It's part of the process where the soul leaves the body and moves between the body, the grave, and the house, the home where he lived. And he listens to all those positive stories about him. And he feels good about his life. And he's able to then move on to into the light and into that period of din, the final judgment of his life on earth. This period of Shiva, these 7 days, oh, but it's only 6 days because we don't sit Shiva on Shabbat. When Shabbat comes in, that energy eliminates Shiva. There's no more mourning. Somebody dies on a day of the week, on Tuesday. They get buried on Wednesday. They only sit Shiva until Friday, because the energy of Shabbat overwhelms and overcomes the energy of the Shiva, the energy of mourning. Methuselah, that particular year, Shabbat was the 7th day from his death. There were 6 days of mourning, and the 7th day, the flood started. The flood should have started on the 15th day, the full moon. But it was delayed out of respect for the Tzaddik. So the flood started on the 17th day of Cheshvan. And it ended 365 days later, which is the 27th day of Cheshvan. This is the energy you are dealing with this month. And we are taking control of that very powerful energy through our connection tonight. And what does it mean to take control? It means to understand the effect. It means to look at cause and effect. It means to enhance the positive aspect of Scorpio and Cheshvan. It means to remove the negative aspect of Scorpio and Cheshvan. What's the positive aspect? The power of the 72 names, the power of passion, the power of balance. What's the negative? Fear, anxiety, overcoming, worry. That's what we're doing here tonight through our connection to the name of God, the Tetragrammaton in its proper permutation for the month of Cheshvan, which is Yud Hey Hey Vav. And the two letters, Dalet and Nun, the word Din. Through this connection of these Hebrew letters and the joy that we will feel by making that connection, by the joy of knowing that the flood is really loving kindness, not destruction, we will create things in our lives. Are there any questions before we connect to the Anabakoach and these letters? Please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach, Gedula Chimincha, Ta. Six letters have a gematria of 506, the same as the name of God, Vav Shem Resh, the same as the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Tzad Benu Ahare Ora Ufreshayan Sintet. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Ra Satan. Tear up Satan, remove him from the earth, and her, his spouse, from the earth. Ra Satan can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates, and it's a hint, a reminder to protect, to guard our gates, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth. Na Gibor. Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57, the same as the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasah, which means sustenance, which is the form, the energy we need to remove our fears about sustenance, about money, about where the next meal, where the house covering is coming from. We've just spent a week in the sukkah demonstrating our certainty that the Creator will provide. Zan is the manifestation of that certainty, the providing by the Creator. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that lets us take any part of our body that needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it will be cleansed, where it will be healed, where it will be rejuvenated, and then return it to the body in its newly recreated pristine state. And we have the letters of the Dalet and the Nun. The Dalet that polluted the planet Mars, the planet of war, but the planet of war against the desire to receive for oneself alone, if we utilize that energy properly. The Nun that created the constellation Scorpio, a crowd. But together the word, the two letters spell Din, judgment. looking at the essence of the letters, you have a dalet, which is a doorway. The Hebrew word for door is dalet. And you have a nun, which is the energy of falling. You're opening the door to falling when you judge. Just love. It's the same aspect of discernment. I choose who I love. Love everyone. And you remove that aspect of Lashon Hara, of evil speech. You remove all those negative emotions. It's a very simple spiritual law. Hold on to this statement, learn this statement, and live this statement. If I judge, I will be judged. If I do not judge, the universe and the Creator is unable to judge me. That's the spiritual law. Don't judge. Well, God forbid you will be judged. And none of us can withstand a really, truly close scrutiny that is done for the level of the tzaddik. I also will point out to you during the third verse that we have an unusual event astrologically tonight. We have a solar eclipse during the day today. It's a new moon, and it's also a solar eclipse. It's not an event that happens frequently together. What is the meaning of that? We're also in the midst of the tetrad, the blood, four blood moons, two of which have happened, and two more that will be coming. One on Pesach, the holiday of Pesach, and one on the next holiday of Sukkot. Two more blood moons. And in the middle of them, we have this solar eclipse connected to a new moon of Cheshvan. What is the meaning of solar eclipses? It's the way the energy, whatever that energy is, the way that energy is enhanced, expanded, multiplied. The energy of Cheshvan is being multiplied through this solar eclipse that took place today. Bachem tacharem rachamei sudkacha tamir gamlem metetosh tarifat gemot. Hatim Kadosh, the road to call, Na'o Adata, Tetufet, Tetnunayim. Yahid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zopre Kedushata, Yud Gimolamet, Pei Zion Kuf. Davatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyutav. Then in Kuf, Tabatria 400, the four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. The last four letters, Gematria 506, just like the first verse, connecting us to unconditional love. And this verse teaches us that the path to completion, the path to perfection, as represented by the number 400, is through injecting unconditional love every step of the process. We're going to read the four verses that we read during the Anabakoah. The verse from last year that we read so that we don't fall back on this energy. This energy that removed wasn't completed. There wasn't a peace treaty signed, but it was manifested partially in the agreement for the ceasefire in the south. By the Santi Makom Leami Israel Untati Vishakan Tata Vilo Yergaz Od Willo Yossi Vene Adla Anoto Kaakerbarishona. And now we have three verses from the Tanakh that connect to the energy of the year 5775. The name of the year is Tashin Ayin Hey. And in Job chapter 7, verse 19, that word appears. It has the meaning of sight, of looking. But it's connected to the negative. Don't look. Look away. What are you looking away from? What is the verse telling us to do? To look away from the negative system, because the negative system lengthens the process. The negative system causes us to not do our spiritual work. It's free choice in this world. You can choose to look. You can choose to look away. Which will you do? Kama lo tishen mimeni lo tarpeini adbili ruki. I will point out to you that the last word in that verse is being translated as spittle, but it's not a good translation. But look at the letters. Resh and Kuf, the same letters as what we've been talking about, Kar, Kuf and Resh. And the yud at the end of the word is saying personal pronoun, mine. Ruki is a word that relates to my coldness. Look away from my coldness. Look away from the negative system. The second verse is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. It has a gematria of 5,775. The value, the name, the number of the year. It clearly relates to the energy of the year. Uru, Udu, Mikol HaMahavoiya, Asher Yitabe, Sham Vishavtem, Eilai El Nachon. V'chalachti idchem, v'chaya im yesho, v'aretz v'hipachti oto b'chol alfei, Yehudah. In all of the words of this verse, I'll read the English translation and then comment on it. See, therefore, and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hideth himself, and come back to me with the certainty, and I will go with you. And it shall come to pass, if he be in the land, that I will search him out among all the thousands of Yehudah, the tribe of Yehudah, the Jews. So who is hiding among the Jews? The angel of death is hiding among the Jews. Look at the code words in this English translation. See. See represents wisdom, represents chachma. Take knowledge. Knowledge is the connection of all the lurking places where he hideth himself. Concealment. Chachma, wisdom, needs to be concealed in order to be revealed. Return to me. Just what we've been doing during the month of Tishrei, doing Teshuvah. Return to me with certainty. We speak about certainty all the time. We recommend you take Vadai, the Hebrew word for certainty, and intertwine it with your name in Hebrew letters. Build your certainty. What aspect of certainty? What is certainty? There's three levels. Emunah, faith, belief. Bitachon, trust, and Vadai, certainty. Have certainty that the Creator is with you. Have certainty that the Creator will provide for you. Have certainty that the negativity of the flood will not destroy in your life, in your world. And I will go with you, another code word. When you have certainty, the Creator supports you. And it shall come to pass, if he be in the land, where in the land will he be? Among the tribe of Judah. Why is the angel of death hiding in the tribe of Judah? It's a very simple answer. The tribe of Judah is teaching separation in today's world. Because they say, there's you, and then everybody else. And there's some truth to that. There is a gift, a responsibility that Jews have received, that Jews need to do. They need to draw a certain energy and share it. That's the responsibility of the Jew, but not really the Jews, the responsibility of the children of Israel, all 12 tribes of Israel. And that's why the angel of death is hiding amongst the Jews, concealing this teaching that lengthens the process, that keeps people separated. We struggle. We strive. We connect to certainty that the angel of death, this energy of separation, will leave our world this year of 5,775. And then we have the third verse that connects to the energy. Because the year Tashin Ayin Hey has a gematria of 775. And this is simply because everyone knows for 1,000 years that it's the fifth millennium. And therefore, we don't need the hay in front of the Tashin Ayin Hay. So we get the verse of Job, chapter 20, verse 7. And what does this verse say? Kigelo la netzach yovedo boav yom uvado. Yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. Who do you think that's talking about? Who is going to be perishing forever? Who is going to be burned up in the river Dinur, the river of fire? They that have seen him shall say, where is he? Who is going to say, where is he, when the angel of death is destroyed and perished like his own dung. Who's going to say, where is he? Those who are comfortable in the illusion. Those who want this illusion to continue. And there are people who want all this pain and suffering that happens in the illusion to continue. And we need to ask them, why? Why do you want to see him? Help us remove him. Change your consciousness. Stop connecting to him. Stop feeding him energy. And the last word in this verse is Ayo, translated as where is he? But it's actually another way of seeing the word is his island. What is the meaning of an island? An island is land surrounded by water. His island, his land, his water, referring to Hashem. We will remove the angel of death through love, through water, through the flood that will happen in a balanced way. Please join me in saying the Tetragrammaton in all its connection to the month of Cheshvan, and through this Tetragrammaton statement, using the letters of the Tetragrammaton and their root vowel, we will take control and enhance the positive and limit the negative. And we will utilize the solar eclipse to expand the positive and diminish the negative. Yo, hey, hey, wa. 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 Dance around like the Sufis. The Sufis learn from the Jewish Kabbalists. Yo, hey, hey, wa. 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 The door to falling din is closing. Yo, hey, hey, wa. 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 Yo, hey, hey. Wa, yo, hey, hey, wa. Yo, hey, hey, wa. Yo, hey.
Saffron in my challah. Would this be an extra good time, a good month to do that, since it's one of the spices of the herbs for Heshvan?
It is always a good time to put saffron in your challah, because challah is lechem, it's bread. Bread, lechem, the word comes from a shorish, a word root of milchama, war. People don't understand. How can bread come from war? But when we eat this bread, we're actually going to war against our desire to receive for oneself alone. These are the components and the opposites that we need the saffron to hold together, to bring unity so that we can defeat that desire to receive for oneself alone. Yes, it is a good month, a question, to put saffron in your challah. It's always a good idea to put saffron in your challah. Are there any other questions? Our classes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Our classes. Starting Saturday night, we will have a class on the Zohar for the Parashav Lech Lecha. 10:30 Sunday morning, we will have a class in URU 8. Monday at 5 p.m., 7 p.m. All of these times are West Coast times. Monday at 7 p.m., we will be speaking about the second part of the letter of Samach, the letter that is a circle, the letter that supports the fallen. This month, when we open the doorway to the fallen, if we don't close that doorway, we need the support. We need the knowledge of the Samach. Tuesday at 7 p.m. We have our 67th class in Advanced Reincarnation. The class related to Bina is the Gematria of Bina, of Mothers, of Understanding, is 67. Wednesday at 7 p.m. we'll have a class on questions and answers. Please bring your questions, and then we'll find out whether the answers want to be revealed. Thursday at 7 p.m., we have a Zohar class, continuing where we left off Saturday night. The following Saturday night, we have the Parasha of Vayera. And we will have a Zohar class at 8:30. That following Sunday morning, and I normally don't go into the second week, but I want you to understand the energy of this month. We're continuing our class at 10:30 in the morning on You Are Who You Hate. And then Monday night begins the 11th day of Chesed. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a class in the Hebrew alphabet and a second class that will start at 11 p.m. This is West Coast time. It's late. Yes, I know. But we're connecting to the energy of the Hilulah, the day of elevation of Rachel Imenu, of Methuselah, the longest living human being, who will assist us in removing the angel of death, and of course the birth date of Benjamin the Tzaddik, Benjamin the son of Jacob, the son of Israel. I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful Rosh Chodesh. Use the energy of Shabbat, this passion, this positive energy of Cheshvan is waiting for you. Build your vessel. Balance your life. And find the beauty of the month of the flood. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Bye-bye.
Kodesh Tov. Thank you. Shalom.